Your Money Matters. And across the way, by that I mean the chair right next to me, it's Kelsey Nearing from O'Connor Tax, property tax consultant. Kelsey, it's good to see you in person. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. You and I have chatted many times before about property taxes. It always leads to a lot of questions. And we'd love to take some of your calls or texts. 312-981-7200. I said that weird. 7200. We're going to talk more about the appeal process, but I do want to just say, if you have a question about homeowners tax exemptions, seniors, senior freezes, if there's problems or errors, there's a lot of things that go into property taxes,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with property taxes, especially in Cook County.
Oh, yeah. not a huge surprise there. But we want to talk a little bit about appeals, but keep those questions coming in right now, 312-981-7200, and we'll be able to answer as many as we can. All right. Appealing your property taxes. It's not when you have to pay the bill, right? It's when you get assessed. That's the most important first thing, right?
Yes, and it's always heartbreaking. We get calls around tax bill time with people wanting to appeal, and at that point, it's too late. You can always appeal going forward into the next year, but you got to appeal when your assessment comes out.
Okay, so if you have the bill and you are like, I want to appeal this, you can't then, you have to pay it. Can you even start an appeal process then, or do you have to wait until the next assessment comes?
You have to wait until the next assessment comes. That's what triggers the deadlines and the filing periods.
Okay, so you get the assessment via the mail, I assume, right?
Yes, typically. You're supposed to get them in the mail.
Okay.
Then sometimes they publish them in newspapers, which is considered sufficient notice.
What?
Yeah, it's not ideal.
You usually get it in the mail,
though,
right?
Yes, you're supposed to get them in the mail if your assessment is changing.
Okay. When do you normally get them? I guess it depends on each county, right?
It varies by county and township, which is one of the complexities in Illinois, is that it, like, someone the street over could have a completely different deadline than you.
That often happens. And it's done by county, right?
Yep, by county. So each county has its own set of rules, and then within each county you have townships, which is how the deadlines are released.
So the township determines the deadline.
Yes, yeah, so the township determines the deadline and the value, but you still appeal to the county.
Okay. I can see why this is complicated, why I'd want to call 833-TAX-PROTEST and let you guys figure this out. We're going to get to Rich in a moment, so hang on the line, Rich. But I just want to make sure I laid the foundation here a little bit more. Cook County, where a lot of our listeners live, they get assessed, each individual home gets assessed how often?
Each property is assessed once every 3 years. They call it the triennial, and it's just a rotating basis. This year was city proper, so that's a big year for homeowners and businesses, a lot of businesses.
And was the appeal or was the assessment window long ago already? Or already passed?
It's rolling because there's, I think, 38 townships or something along the lines of that. So each township has two deadlines, one at the assessor and then one at the Board of Review. So it's an ongoing process. It pretty much starts in March and then ends in January, February.
The following year?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a 12-month process. So yeah, if your neighbor said, oh, it's too late, double check.
Always double check.
Can someone just call you guys and you guys can pull up the file or something and let them know where they are in this cycle?
Yeah, absolutely. I do it. I do it every day.
Just for people being like, what's up? And you'll tell them like, hey, it's passed, but you're going to get your assessment around here next time. Call
yeah,
me then.
Exactly.
All right. So that's Cook County once every 3 years. So
yes.
That window is small for those appeals and you're then locked in for 3 years of payments, right?
You can still appeal in years that you're not reassessed, which is a common misconception out there. You can appeal every year. You don't have to appeal only in reassessment years
but
in Cook County.
The reassessment only happens every three.
Correct.
But you get a mail in Cook County saying that, hey, I know we assessed it last year. Here's a reminder of what that is.
Essentially.
And that
yes.
opens up another appeal process.
Correct.
That's huge. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. Generally speaking, the collar counties around Cook County, is it a similar three-year trek, or are they generally every year?
It's supposed to be every 4 years, but what we've been seeing is each county is applying something called an equalization factor, which I won't bore you with. So the values are going up year after year. I mean, my own property taxes went up 12% this year, and I'm not in a reassessment year.
So it wasn't an assessment. They call it an equalization, meaning mm-hmm. they just do a broad strokes. Here's the value. It all went up for you.
Exactly. For everybody.
That's what David Hochberg's been talking about on the South Suburbs so much, so loudly on the radio. Let's try and get this call in, and we'll hopefully get an answer. If not, we can get the answer on the other side. Rich, what is your question?
So my question is, I live in Will County. Can you file an appeal in Will County on my behalf?
So, yeah, we can, except the Will County deadline for the entire county was, I believe, the 9th of September. So we are past for 2024, unfortunately.
But if Rich gets the assessment next year, he could give you guys a call.
Absolutely. We'll gladly help you out.
And Rich, I would just call and double check. What was that, Rich? Go ahead.
Just quickly, I did get, I guess, through the quadrennial assessment, some paperwork, and I did file an appeal on my own,
mm-hmm.
but obviously, not being very experienced, they rejected it because I didn't have any evidence of, that I don't have a swimming pool or my basement's not finished and things like that. Mm-hmm. So they rejected it. So, and that was about a year ago. So am I going to have to wait 3 more years?
No. So next year, you should still get an assessment notice in the mail. For 2025, for your 2026 tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get that, you can give us a call and we can take a look at it for you. We can also intervene at really any point in a case to go further on to the state if you decide to file your own appeal.
All right, Rich. I got to go to traffic and weather, but I'm going to say their number a couple more times before we go. 833-TAX-PROTEST. More calls are coming in. Kelsey Nearing from a property tax consultant at O'Connor Tax. More with her in a minute. By the way, someone texted in or called in. I know we keep saying 833-TAX-PROTEST. They want to know like the actual numbers. 833-829-7768. I think I got that right. Kelsey will check my math on that. I usually just like writing the numbers in, the letters. That was hard. I shouldn't have been that slow. I got to write that down. First this. A sure way to increase the energy efficiency and value of your home? New windows or patio doors. And for the very best, call the company recommended by our own Lou Manfredini. Call Gilkey Windows. Gilkey is Chicago's only family-owned direct-to-consumer manufacturer, so no middleman markups. That means more savings for you. Gilkey builds the highest quality fiberglass and vinyl windows in an endless variety of styles and colors. It has been independently verified as one of the most energy-efficient windows in America. So right now, get $375 off each window and $900 off patio doors. Gilkey also offers financing with no interest for 12 months. Nobody designs, manufactures, or installs windows like Gilkey. See the Gilkey difference at a Gilkey showroom. No appointment necessary. Palatine opens 7 days a week in Chicago Ridge, Monday through Saturday. Call Gilkey at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or visit Gilkey.com. Choose fiberglass or choose vinyl. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. All right, Kelsey, did I do the numbers right?
I think you did.
Good. I always wonder about that because I know that it's longer than the 7 digits.
Yeah, so it just drops off.
Even on a cell phone, it just drops off the last couple digits?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's good because we've been saying that number a whole bunch.
Yeah, so have I.
833-TAX-PROTEST. We'll do the number version of that in a moment. We want to go to John, though. John, hello. Good evening. You're on WGN.
Oh, hi. I have a question about the property freeze, the property tax freeze.
Okay.
I heard that. I mean, now it's if you make under $65,000. So this year with my Social Security raise and everything, I'm like $300 over.
Oh no, John. That's too bad. What county are you in, by the way, John?
No, I heard they were supposed to raise it to $75,000.
Oh, the exemption? I don't know. What county are you in, by the way, John? I don't know if that's a county issue, but what? Just curious.
Kendall County.
Kendall.
Oh, that's where I'm at, too.
Okay. Do you know what he's talking about here, though?
I have not heard that, but they have been raising it recently, obviously, with everything going on with the economy mm-hmm. and income. It wouldn't surprise me if they did raise that income threshold for the senior freeze exemption. what I could, if you want to give us a call, I can take a look at it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to take a look at your situation and keep you informed on anything that we hear coming in legislation-wise.
Yeah, John, I would follow up because it's hard to know all those numbers off the top of her head. So you got the right. You got the phone number, John?
312 or
here, I'll give it to you again. You're good. 833. It's 833 and then tax protest. 833 tax protest. I'll say it a couple more times before the end of the show, okay, John?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We want to help John. That would be a major bummer to be $300 over the exemption. I'd like find a tax lawyer to figure out how to make that rounding error go the other way. Why is it important to appeal your taxes for anyone listening right now?
Well, I mean, I think the main thing that we experience in Illinois is obviously our taxes are never going down. And the system is filled with so much, I mean, artificial complexity that it's our right as property owners to file those appeals. And you really don't have anything to lose by filing. It can lower your tax bill, lower your tax liability, and it can impact for a couple of years.
How hard is it to do it by yourself? We just had one caller saying they didn't have the evidence. I imagine you and your team will make sure that if there's evidence to be presented, it will be presented.
Exactly. And you know, I had this conversation with somebody today. You know, they were like, why can't I do it myself? You absolutely can, but it's the same reason that you don't, like, fix your plumbing yourself, right? Like,
right. Or electrical.
Or you're electrical. You know, we know the business. We work with these counties day in and day out to negotiate, et cetera. And we have all the data that we need. Pulling comparables by hand to file an appeal it's tiresome because you have to look at a map and do all the calculations. But we do that every day. It's what we know best.
Right, because you can't just, like, print out Zillow pages and go, see what it's the Zestimate is?
Right, exactly. And, you know, finding comparables that the county actually wants to see that they'll accept. There's so many nuances, and it changes from, you know, county to county what they will and will not take.
How does it work for paying you guys? Is it a flat fee of the appeal, or is it a percentage of how much you save us? How does that work?
Yeah, so we are a contingency fee basis. So we charge 30% of your estimated tax savings only if we're successful in getting you a reduction. So if we don't get you a reduction in that year, we're not charging you.
That's huge because I know some places do a fee, which maybe it's lower for 1 year. But they don't win or something doesn't happen and they don't get it reduced, or they get it reduced a minuscule amount and here you're out $2,000 or something like that.
Especially with residential properties. You know, a lot of residential property owners don't, you know, have the money to spend upfront on these types of things.
Right. The 847 texted in, a quick fix to the John's problem to donate $300 to the Red Cross to lower his taxable income. Problem is, you can't itemize your taxes. I mean, the standard deduction is so high now that doesn't do it. They had a couple of years in COVID where they gave you that $300 exemption. That doesn't exist anymore. Boy, I hope I'm right with that. That's what all the tax experts told me. So I hope that was correct information. I'm about 85% sure that's correct. The appeal process, how successful are you guys? Do you kind of see what I'm asking? Like, what percentage of cases do you feel like you actually do lower their taxable threshold?
It does differ from county to county. There are some township assessors that are much more willing to negotiate with us. And obviously, those positions change hands year to year.
Mm-hmm.
I would say in Cook County, especially in reassessment years, we see about 60% success, which is pretty high.
That's good.
At the Board of Review, at that second level of appeal, not so much at the assessor's office. Outside of Cook County, it really varies depending on who you're working with.
So if I call 833 tax protest, you do my case, I don't win an appeal, I don't pay you.
Correct.
And if I do, I give you 30%.
Correct.
That's huge.
Yeah.
You are literally leaving our listeners with nothing to lose. 833 tax protest. If you were just going to sit there and take it, might as well call 833 tax protest. Kelsey, we got to go. I hope you'll come back again.
Oh, absolutely.
That was great stuff today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, no problem.